சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்
எனியூமரேட்டிங் தி க்ளோரீஸ் ஆஃப் தி லார்ட், கிருஷ்ணா செட் இன் தி 35th வேர்ஸ், ப்ரஹத்சாம ததா சாம்நாம் காயத்ரி சந்தசாம் அகம். ஐ ஆம் தி ப்ரஹத்சாம மந்திர. எமங் தி சாம மந்திராஸ் அண்ட் எமங் தி வேதிக் மந்திராஸ் இன் ஜெனரல், ஐ ஆம் காயத்ரி மந்திர. அண்ட் ஐ செட் that Gayatri is considered to be a representative of the entire Veda, and that is why when Veda Upadesha has to be done, they do Gayatri Upadesha at the time of Upanayanam, and Veda is otherwise called Brahma. And therefore, Gayatri Upadesha is called Brahma Upadesha. That is why even now, when they have the sacred ceremony, they write Brahmopadesham. Brahmopadesha is equal to Vedopadesha. Vedopadesha is equal to Gayatri Upadesha. Because Gayatri is equal to Veda. And not only that, in Chandogya Upanishad, Gayatri itself is presented for meditation as Brahman. So not only Gayatri is considered to be Veda, Gayatri is considered to be Param Brahma itself, because such an upasana is prescribed in Chandogya Upanishads, and it is analyzed in Brahma Sutra also. In short, Gayatri is very, very sacred, and it occurs in the Rigveda originally. It occurs in Yajurveda also, and it occurs even in Sama Veda. In all the three Vedas, Gayatri Mantra occurs. And then Krishna said, Masanam Marga Shirshoham. Among all the months, I am the Marga Shirsha month. That is the month between December 15 and January 15, Margali Masam in Tamil. And Krishna chooses this month, according to some commentators, because that is the month when the earth is rich with varieties of grains and phalams, fruits. Sasya Phala Adhyatva. Because after the rainy season, the earth must be ready for sowing the seeds, and lot of grains can be harvested at that time, and therefore, because of prosperity or richness of the earth, Sasya Phala Adhyatvat Marga Shirshaha Ityuchyate. And there are some other commentators who point out that that is the time which is considered to be the dawn, the early morning of the Devas. For the Devas or Devatas, our 1 year is equal to 1 day, because their time scale is different. And Deva's day is supposed to begin from the 15th January, that is the Sankramana Thai Pongal, is supposed to be the beginning of the day for the Devas. And just before the beginning of the day, the time is called Brahma Muhurta Sattvic time. Early morning between 4:30 and 6 is considered to be Brahma Muhurta. If Deva's day begins with January 15th, just before the 15th January, that duration must be Brahma Muhurta for the Devatas. And Brahma Muhurta is supposed to be a sattvic period, and therefore that month is considered to be very good for all types of spiritual sadhana, all types of religious practices. Because of that reason also, Krishna chooses Margashirsha month. Then Ritunam Kusumakaraha. Among the six seasons, Vasanta, Varsha, Sharat, Hemanta, Shishira and Grishma, six seasons are there. 1 year is divided into six seasons, or in Sanskrit, six rutus. A rutu means a season, and one season lasts for 2 months. So, Grishma rutu is summer, then Vasanta, all these things once upon a time was popular. Now we follow only English calendar, therefore we don't know Paksha, we don't know Ritu, we do not know Ayanam, and therefore I have to tell you all these things, Grishma, and then Vasanta, then Varsha, then Sharat, then Hemanta and Shishira. In English we have got only 4 seasons, words for 4 seasons, summer, spring, autumn, winter, the rainy season, and then the pre-winter season is called Hemanta. The 6 rutus are there. Of the 6 rutus, I am the Vasanta rutu, because that is the season when all the flower plants blossom. And because all the flowers blossom during spring season, the people are all happy. It is the most pleasant season. And therefore Krishna says, I am the spring season, Kusuma Akaraha. What a beautiful name for spring season. Krishna doesn't use the word Vasantaha. He uses the word Kusuma Akaraha. Akaraha means abundance, storehouse, rich. Kusuma means flower. Kusumanam Akaraha. It is a season which has abundance of flowers. And therefore people are happy. Kalangalil, and the Karatla cinema part of it. Kalangalil Vasantam. Aryopathi padra. But here we are addressing the Lord. Okay. So therefore, wrong address. Continuing. Dyutam chalayatam asmi. Tejas tejasvi namaham. Jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam sattvavatamaham. Chalayatam. Among those activities which will rob our discriminative power, among those activities which will take a human being for a ride, among those activities I am the gambling activity. Because all forms of gambling will take a human being for a ride, because once a person enters into that, like alcohol or drug, a person will be completely addicted to that. And like any other addiction, gambling, like card games, or like racing, etc., like dice, all these come under gambling. In Bhagavatam, it is said, in Kali Yuga, the Kali Devata resides in a few places. Kali Devata means that Devata which will take a person for spiritual downfall. In Bhagavata, a story is elaborately said. So Kali was to be driven out. Then Kali Devata asked, I want to reside in some places and delude the human mind. And I want to take them for a spiritual downfall. Then Bhagavan allows Kali Devata to remain in a few places. And if a human being goes to such places, he will be sucked by, pulled down by Kali Devata. And Kali Devata means what? Quarrel, fighting, shouting, drinking, all those things will come. And therefore Krishna says, I am Dyutam. In fact, in the entire Mahabharata, one important lesson to be learnt is, if we are not very careful, that gambling or such activities can suck us also down. And what is the example? Dharmaputra, who was an embodiment of Dharma, even that Dharmaputra got hooked to that. And when Dharmaputra got hooked, he lost all the sense of propriety and he lost even his wife and brothers. Can any person think of keeping the wife and brothers as a stake there? Dharmaputra is an embodiment of Dharma. He knows Dharma Shastram, but even he lost his balance. If Dharmaputra can lose his balance, what to talk of we ordinary people? That way, when we were young, our parents never allowed us to touch the card. People say we play cards only for fun, no money is involved. But our parents say, even for fun, don't play the cards. Why? Because there is a strong pull there. Krishna himself warns, Dyutam Ahamasmi. Among the deceiving activities, pulling down activities, taking for a ride activities, addicting activities, I am the gambling principle. So, Dyutam, literally Dyutam means dice, and here the dice represents any form of gambling. Then, Tejaha, Tejasvinamaham. So, I am the brilliance, the internal brilliance, the intelligence. Among all the intelligent or brilliant people, perhaps we can define the brilliance as that by which a person resists the temptation for Dyutam gambling. Because in all of them, first time saying no is much easier. Whether it is alcohol, whether it is cigarette, whether it is drug, or whether it is card game, or whether it is gambling, first time saying no is very easy. But if first time we succumb, then the downslide is so powerful that it will be very difficult to get out of that. And therefore, I am that brilliant discrimination which resists such temptation. Then, jayosmi vyavasayosmi sattvam sattvavatam aham. So, I am the sattva guna in the sattvic people. So, sattvam, I am the sattva guna which represents spiritual inclination. Rajoguna represents materialistic inclination. Arthakama inclination is caused by Rajoguna. Dharma moksha inclination is caused by Sattvaguna. Tamoguna obstructs our inclination for both of them. Tamoguna makes a person lazy. Neither materialistic inclination nor spiritual inclination. I have, as I have often said, undal oranganam, orangyal unnanam. This is tamasic. And the general advice of the scriptures is, a tamasic person should initially cultivate materialistic desires, and thereafter gradually refine the materialistic desires to spiritual desire. And that spiritual desire represented by sattva guna I am in all the sattvic people. And once there is the spiritual inclination, it expresses in what form? Vyavasayaha. Vyavasayaha means the effort required for the fulfillment of spiritual desire. Just as effort is required for the fulfillment of materialistic desires, you should remember equal or more effort is required for the fulfillment of spiritual desire. Like doing Pancha Maha Yajna, all the noble activities for Chitta Shuddhi, it requires effort. So here the word Vyavasayaha means Prayatnaha, perseverance, industry, effort. Not Tamil Vyavasayam. In Tamil, Vyavasayam means agriculture. So, in Malayalam, Vyavasaya means industry. That is closer to Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, Vyavasaya means industry, but industry as the character of the mind. Now, we use the expression, he is an industrious person. That perseverance or effort is called Vyavasaya. And once there is vyavasayaha or spiritual effort, what will it lead to? Jayosmi. Jayaha means what? Victory. Success. So that's why it took in the reverse order. Sattva guna to vyavasaya to jayaha. Sattva guna means spiritual inclination. Vyavasayaha means spiritual effort, jayaha means spiritual success or victory. All of them I am. And from this what are we to learn? If we get spiritual success, we should not become arrogant because of that. We should remember that is also because of the grace of the Lord only. Adha marakkave marakkade. All the time remember, every step forward is because of the push of Ishvara Anugraha. The pull of free will should be backed by the push of Ishvara Anugraha, will and the grace should go hand in hand. Continuing, Vrishni Nam Vasudevosmi. Pandavanam Dhananjayah Muni Namapyaham Vyasah Kavi Namushana Kavihi. Vrishni Nam, among the descendants of Vrishni Vamshaha. So Vrishni Vamsha is Yadu Vamsha or the Yadava Vamsha to which Lord Krishna belongs. Therefore, among the descendants of Vrishni Vamsha, who am I? Krishna says, I am myself. I am Vasudevaha. Vasudevaha means what? Vasudevasya putraha, Devaki putraha, I am Lord Krishna. And that's why one of the names of Krishna is Varshneya. We have seen that word elsewhere. Varshneyaha means Vrishni Vamsha Samudbhutaha. And why do we say, or Krishna himself claims, Krishna is the greatest among the Varshneyas? Why should Krishna be the greatest one? One reason is because Krishna is an avatara of the Lord himself. He is not an ordinary mortal jiva, but he is Ishvara avatara bhutaha. Then the next question comes, there are many avataras, and why should we say Krishna avatara is the most glorious among them? We can give several reasons, but according to me, the primary reason for the glory of Krishna avatara is, in Krishna avatara alone, Lord functions as Brahma Vidya Acharyaha, a liberating preceptor. In all other avataras, Lord destroyed asuras and disappeared. But in Krishna avatara alone, Vasudeva Sutan Devam Kamsachanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadguru. And that is why Krishna's teaching of the Bhagavad Gita is considered as one of the three main textbooks of Vedanta Shastra. The Vedanta Shastra has got innumerable textbooks, perhaps thousands or lakhs. Among all the Vedanta Shastra Granthas, three are considered to be pillars of Vedanta. They are called Prasthanatrayam, the foundation Granthas. And what are they? Number one, the Upanishads, called Shruti Prasthanam. The second one is Bhagavad Gita, called the Smriti Prasthanam. And the third one is Brahma Sutras, the Nyaya Prasthanam. So thus, Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya, among these three pillar Vedantic texts, one of them is Bhagavad Gita, and it is given out by Krishna, and that is why even after millennia, Bhagavad Gita in the 21st century also, it is alive and kicking. And even now when we take Bhagavad Gita classes, thank God people are coming. Indicating what? It is even now fresh and valid. It is not an obsolete textbook, but it is a valid teaching. And since Krishna is Gita Charyaha, he is the greatest one. Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. Among the Panja Pandavas, Krishna is very smart. He doesn't want to get Arjuna's anger. Kaila ambu villu vara vechindirukan. Kochunda enna pandrathu. Therefore, among the Pandavas, I swear, I am Arjuna himself. Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. And why is Arjuna the greatest? Why can't we say Dharmaputra? Because he is the eldest one, as well as the embodiment of Dharma. Why should Arjuna be taken as the greatest? Very simple reason. If Gita is the greatest Shastra, Arjuna being the first receiver of the Gita Shastram, Sarvopanishado Gavaha, Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha, Aparam enna? Partho Vatsaha. Enga varadhu? Gita Dhyana Shloka. So, Partho Vatsaha, Arjuna is the first one to receive the Gita Shastram. Therefore, he is the blessed one. And we are getting only the second-hand teaching from local gurus, but Arjuna got from Sakshat Narayanena Swayam. Enga varadhu? Parthaya Pratibhodhitam Bhagavata Narayanena Swayam. He was lucky enough to get the teaching straight from the horse's mouth, straight from Krishna's mouth. And why did Krishna choose Arjuna for giving this teaching? It's another big debate. Why should Krishna choose Arjuna for giving the Gita? Several people give several reasons, but the reason is very simple. Krishna gave Arjuna because Arjuna asked for it. So, don't break your head. Dharmaputra never said, Shishyastehan, Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Bhishma never said, Shishyastehan, Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. Arjunan Ketan, Krishnan Kudutta. Avludha Vishayam. So, that Arjuna asked makes him a great person. And therefore, Pandavanam Dhananjayaha. So, Krishna is great, Arjuna is great, now Vyasa feels, how can I leave out myself? Therefore, Muninam Api Aham Vyasaha. So, among the Rishis, I am Vyasacharya. And why do we say Vyasacharya is the greatest? The same reason alone, Krishna is the greatest avatara, because he is Brahma Vidya Acharyaha. And Vyasa is the greatest Rishi, because Vyasa is also Brahma Vidya Acharyaha. He is one of the Brahma Vidya Acharyas in the tradition. And not only that, among the Prasthana Trayam, the three foundation granthas, one was the contribution of Krishna, another is the contribution of Vyasa, because Brahma Sutras, which is one of the foundation granthas, that Brahma Sutra is given by Vyasa. And not only that, even in the compilation of the Gita, Vyasa has a role. Krishna taught Arjuna all right, but remember, the compilation has been done by Vyasacharya. Therefore, Mahabharatam is written by whom? Vyasa. So Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharatam, and therefore the teaching is Krishna, but the presentation is Vyasa. Therefore Vyasa's contribution is for two prasthanams. Gita prasthanathilayum Vyasa irukkar, Brahma Sutra prasthanathilayum Vyasa irukkar, and that is why we have great reverence for Vyasa. During the Avaniyavattam also, there is a special tarpanam called Kandarishi tarpanam. Rishayaha tan rishigis tarpayami. So I am expressing my gratitude to all the rishis, beginning with whom, not any rishi, Krishna Dvaipayana. Krishna Dvaipayana in our Vyasar. We don't mention the name of any other rishi. All other rishis are included in etc. Adayaha. Ore oru rishiyodu perathan solrom. Krishna Dvaipayana Adayaha ye rishayaha. Tan rishigis tarpayami, sarvan rishigis tarpayami, sarvarishi, patnigis tarpayami, sarvarishi, ganapatnis tarpayami. And the rishi tarpanathala modal aalu vandu Vyasar. And therefore Krishna says, among the munis or rishis I am Vyasaha. And he got the name Vyasa because he compiled and rearranged the Vedas also. So when he found that the people cannot remember all the Vedas, the entire Vedas people could not remember, he called four disciples and he asked each disciple to preserve a particular Veda. So therefore this arrangement for Vedic preservation is also done by Vyasa. So Vedan Vivyasa iti Vyasaha. Vyas means to compile and rearrange. And what is his original name? Not Vyasa. Krishna Dvaipayana is the original name. And because of the compilation and arrangement of the Vedas, he got the name Vedavyasaha. Then Vedavyasa got shortened to V Vyasa. Okay. V na na Veda. V Vyasaha. Krishna dropped the initial. And Vyasa Shulrat. Then Kavinam Ushana Kavihi. And among the great seers, those who can see all the Trikala Darshis, Trikala Jnanis, I am Shukracharyaha. Ushanaha means Shukracharyaha, the Asura Guru. Shukracharya is a great rishi, and therefore Krishna says, I am. And here the word kavihi does not mean a poet. The word kavi means krantadarshi, the one who can see the future that is going to come. The one who has got ESP, extra sensory perception, sulralalya. So not only he can see the future, he can see the past also. Therefore, Kranta Darshi. Kranta means what? That which is beyond our range of sense organ. That which is beyond the range of sense organ is called Krantam. Limit ikka apparama irukkaradu. Range ikka appala irukkaradu nartham. And the one who can see that is Shukracharya. Continuing, Dandodamayatamasmi, Nitirasmi Jigishatam, Maunam Chaivasmi Gushyanam, Jnanam Jnanavatamaham. Jnanam Damayatam dandaha asmi. Among the disciplinarian, among the causes of discipline or orderliness, I am dandaha. Dandaha means the rod of punishment. Because the discipline can be caused by several methods. One method is what? Requesting. Kindly follow the rule, request panala. Another is educating, so that a person follows because of understanding. And the third method is what? Thadiyala mandela podadu. The method of punishment. And Krishna says, generally, people are immature. Generally, the people are gross. And therefore, nalla vartai, education, etc., don't work. Generally, what works is what? Dandaha, punishment. So, sama, dana, bheda, danda, among them, danda alone is the most powerful, which gives instantaneous result. And that is why parents also often use the method of corporal punishment. Corporal punishment na nartham? Odake aradhu nartham. In schools also, the teachers use this. Nowadays, they have banned it because they say it is highly damaging to the psyche of the child. But still, many people are not happy banning it because if you don't use punishment, you require lot of kshama. Nalla vartha solli change pannanam sonna, naraya kshama vanam. Ana onnu kuduthudhu vishungo, odane sonna kattudu. So Krishna also knows that I am the punishing rod among the disciplinarian, the causes of discipline. Niti rasmi jigishatam. So, among the causes of victory or among the victors, among the victorious one, I am Nitihi. Nitihi means diplomacy. This is from the standpoint of the rulers or kings. For the kings to be successful in the statesmen, I am in the form of diplomacy because that is responsible for success. So I am Nitihi. Then Maunam Chaivasmi Guhyana. Among all the secrets, I am Maunam. Maunam is the greatest secret because the moment you reveal that secret, it is no more secret. So therefore, I am Maunam. The word Maunam represents Brahman also. Amatraschaturthaha avyavaharyaha. So in Vedanta, silence has the meaning of Brahman because in silence there is nothing except consciousness. In silence, what is there? We generally say nothing. But silence is that state in which nothing is there, which nothingness is witnessed by the consciousness. And therefore, in Mandukya Upanishad, Brahman is called silent. And therefore, we can take Maunam as Brahman also. I am Brahman among the secrets. That's why it was called Raja Vidya. Raja Guhyam. Guhyam na secret nartha. Then Jnanam Jnanavatam aham. Among the wise people or in the wise people. In the wise people I am the wisdom. So therefore the glory of the wise people is because of wisdom. And that wisdom belongs to the Lord. Therefore, when you do namaskara to a jnani, The namaskara does not go to that jnani, but it goes to the wisdom which makes him a jnani. And that wisdom is what? Bhagavan says, nanugraha. And therefore, no genuine jnani accepts the namaskara for himself. So, whenever anybody does namaskara, he intelligently hands over the namaskara to the Lord, because Lord is the wisdom. Continuing. Yaccha pi sarva bhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna na tadasti vinayasyad maya bhutam characharam. So here Krishna concludes the enumeration of his glories, and Krishna says, in fact, hey Arjuna, I am the very seed or material cause out of which the entire creation has emerged. So aham sarva bhutanam bijam asmi. Bijam means upadana karana. Just as the clay is the material cause of all the earthenwares, just as gold is the material cause of all ornaments, just as wood is the material cause of all furniture, I am the material cause of the entire creation. And the material cause always expresses in the effect, in the form of the very existence. When you say an ornament is, the very easiness or existence does not belong to the ornament. The existence actually belongs to what? The gold alone. Ornament is nothing but a nama and rupa. It is a non-substantial entity. If you say nama rupa is, that easiness is borrowed from where? The gold. How do you prove that? Remove the gold from the ornament. Ornament loses its very existence. And therefore Krishna says, I am the material cause who lend existence to every product in the creation. Therefore, when you say wall is, easiness belongs to me. When you say fan is, easiness belongs to me. In short, I am the Sat in the creation. ஆரம்பத்தில் என்ன சொன்னார்? அப்ப சொன்ன ஞாபகம் இருக்கோ என்னவோ, அகம் ஆத்மா குடா கேஷா சொல்லி ஆரம்பிச்சார். தேர் தி வேர்ட் ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் தி வெரி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இன் எவரி பீயிங். முடிக்கிற போது என்ன சொல்றார்? ஐ ஆம் தி வெரி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இன் எவரி பீயிங். ஐ ஆம் சச்சித் ஸ்வரூபா அப்டெய்னிங் இன் தி என்டையர் கிரியேஷன். And therefore, maya vina yatu characharam bhutam syat tatu nasti. There is nothing in the creation, moving or stationary, which can exist without my blessing. Just as gold can say, there is no ornament in the creation, no golden ornament in the creation, which can exist without my blessing. Sulaar sollalam, gold sollalam. Similarly, Bhagavan says, I am the material cause without which nothing in the creation moving or non-moving can exist. And therefore, if somebody asks, who is God, we say, who is God. Nanartha. And the is ingaradhan God. All others are namarupa only. Therefore, yathu characharam bhutam mayavina asti tathu na. There is nothing which can exist without me. Thus he started with chit and ended with sat. Chit and sat are nirguna ishvara vibhuti and all others are saguna ishvara vibhuti. Vibhutina mahima. Nantosti mama divyanam vibhuti nam parantapa yesha tu desha taf proktaha vibhuter vistaromaya here Krishna says, hey Arjuna, I have stopped the enumeration of my glories, not because my glories have been exhausted. If I have to enumerate all the glories, the list is inexhaustible. I can never complete the 10th chapter. Time is running out. And therefore, my intention is only to give a few sample glories. Don't think this is an exhaustive list. Therefore, Krishna says, Mama divyanam vibhutinam antaha nasti. There is no end to my divine glories. It can never be exhausted by me. He Parantapa, he Arjuna. Then why should Krishna enumerate? If there is no end, why should he enumerate? Krishna says, Yeshaha tu vibhutehe vistaraha uddeshataha proktaha. This enumeration of my glories is only as a sample. A random sample is given. Neenga kadaila samana vaanga pochu sonna, especially if it is an eatable, konja eduthu kaiyila udupan vaayila pottu paarunga saarnu. But just a random items, and there are some people ellada saaptuttu vanduduva. They take sample of different items and come away. Anyway, that is different thing. So, I have given this uddeshataha, only a random sample or illustration. As an illustration, I have given this much enumeration. Then, how to extend this list? Krishna says, I will tell you the method of extending the list. Therefore, you can yourself do as a homework. Therefore, the 10th chapter must be continued at home by you yourself. How to do that? Avare Shalapara. Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam Shri madurjita mevava Tattadevavagacchatvam Mama tejomsha sambhavam. Krishna says, you can make your own list. What is that? So when you are confronting various things and beings in the creation, if you see anything that is wonderful, which makes you wonderstruck, so any such glorious living being or inert thing, they talk about the wonders of the universe, 7 wonders, 8 wonders, they enumerate. Anything natural or artificial, anything that you see, vibhutimati glorious, which makes your mouth open, which makes you awestruck. Vaya kolandindu nikran sollana illaya. Whatever makes. It may be the minutest insect or the greatest mountain. Yadyat or Shrimat. So whichever is rich or abundant. Whichever is full of riches or abundance, Shrimat. Or Urjitam. Abundance means what? The most valuable or invaluable diamond. They discover. And they keep somewhere and they say it costs millions of dollars. It is what? Shrimat. So anything rich or urjitam, anything powerful, take the energy of the sun, which has been giving energy for us. Imagine you have to light up the entire earth for 12 hours with some electric power. On the night day match alam pandralo illayo, how much money they have to spend? The sun has been doing that for how long? And it is still the reservoir of energy. Therefore, you take the sun, you take the star, you take the lightning, you take a waterfall, which are all powerful, anything. And you can add anything beautiful, attractive. All of them, when you see, remember me. That is the indication of a religious person. A religious person, whenever he sees an extraordinary thing, he does namaskaram to that. And even if he discovers some such thing, he never keeps it. In the olden days, he hands over to the temple. I don't deserve to possess that. Anything extraordinary, because we see the Lord in that. Therefore, Krishna says, tat-tat avagaccha, may you understand that extraordinary, powerful, rich thing or being is only an infinitesimal glory of mine. Not my total glory. That highest glorious thing is only a part of a wee bit of my glory. Mama tejom shaha. Teja means here mahima. Amsha means a part, a speck of my vibhutihi. And that is why we worship nature. Then Krishna concludes, athava bahunaitena kim jnatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam krishnam yekam shena sthito jagat So here Krishna says, Hey Arjuna, you can look at the whole thing in a different perspective also. So previously, to give an example, suppose I say, water is present in every wave, water is present in every bubble, water is present in every drop, This is one way of looking at the water. Or there is another way. Hey Arjuna, it is not that I the water or the water is in bubble or wave. Really speaking, all bubbles, all waves are in water. Therefore, instead of saying, I am in the creation, I would like to reverse it and say, the whole creation is in me. Therefore, he says, Athava, otherwise to put it in a different form, Bahuna jnatena kim. What is the use of this elaborate enumeration? I am in mountain, I am in intelligent people, I am in Ganga, I am in Yamuna, Vaidam Valikim. So instead of saying, I am in everything, I would like to say, everything is in me. So aham idam krishnam jagat vishtabhyasthitaha. In fact, I remain supporting this entire creation, or the entire creation is in me. Space is not within this hall. That is not the correct statement. All the halls are in space. Similarly, Bhagavan is not in the living being, but all living beings are in Bhagavan. And that too, they don't occupy the whole Bhagavan. I am only sustaining them in one corner of me, eka amshena. So the whole cosmos is only occupying a part of me. So how big I am. So the whole cosmos is like a bubble in me, the ocean. So with this, Krishna concludes the description of his glories. Om Tat Sat. Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. Upanishatsu. Brahma Vidyayam. Yoga Shastre. Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade. Vibhuti Yogo Nama. Dashamodhyayaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.